U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is joining a chorus of Wisconsin Republicans in calling for a newly elected Supreme Court justice to recuse herself from certain cases. It's Monday, August 28th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, Corrine Hess will report on the achievement gap in Milwaukee's college prep schools. And we've got a story about how lead paint is affecting renters in the state. Stay with us.
Agriculture, healthcare, education, you know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is echoing fellow Republicans in calling for a newly elected state Supreme Court justice to recuse herself from certain cases. Sarah Lear has more.
State Republican lawmakers filed motions asking for Justice Janet Protasiewicz to be taken off two lawsuits over Wisconsin's electoral maps. They point to donations from the Democratic Party to her state Supreme Court campaign. They also cite her comments referring to Wisconsin's districts as, quote, rigged. Ron Johnson says he hopes Protasiewicz steps down voluntarily from redistricting cases. He stopped short of urging state Republicans to pursue her impeachment.
They have their, you know, constitutional duties and responsibilities as well, and that may be the next step.
State Republicans have the majorities necessary to impeach and remove a public official, but any replacement would be appointed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A new program from Public Health Madison and Dane County will help lower-income families and individuals have their well water tested for PFAS. The county will pay for water tests for people who live outside of Madison and who qualify based on income. PFAS are sometimes called forever chemicals. They've been widely used in household products and in some industrial processes, but long-term exposure to them can lead to cancer risks. John Hausbeck is an environmental health supervisor with the county. He says some rural areas have seen elevated PFAS levels.
It's gotten into groundwater, it's gotten into surface water, you know, such that we're seeing PFAS levels in fish down the chain of lakes from Monona downstream.
Hausbeck says if the tests reveal elevated PFAS levels, the department will help people apply for state grants to pay for remediation. Milwaukee's college prep programs have shown improvement in growing academic achievement for Hispanic children, but Corrine Hess reports those same results are not true for Black students.
A new report from Marquette University found as the city's Hispanic population grew, so did educational opportunities at voucher schools and universities. But Black students' college participation has fallen. Walter Lanier heads the African American Leadership Alliance of Milwaukee. He says the progress with Hispanic students is good, but Black students should not be left behind.
You know, there's an old business adage says you manage what you measure. And so in the near past, there's been some intentionality about serving Hispanic students. Of course, it doesn't need to be either or. We can do both.
These findings come as Republican legislative leaders are seeking to limit diversity, equity, and inclusion positions and initiatives. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A freshwater mussel that's found in Wisconsin rivers may soon be listed as an endangered species. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says the salamander mussel faces extinction without protection. It's the only freshwater mussel in all of North America that relies on the mud puppy salamander as its host to reproduce. Senior scientist Tiara Curry with the Center for Biological Diversity says the species faces multiple threats. She says that includes dams that change river flows and poor water quality.
Freshwater mussels are really sensitive to pollution, everything from silt and sediment to pesticides and contaminants and metals. So everything that makes water quality in a river grosser for humans is bad for mussels.
The salamander mussel is listed as threatened in Wisconsin. Federal regulators say 66 populations remain across 14 states, but more than 80% are at risk of extinction. passwords and multi-factor authentication, they've long been used to help keep our digital data safe. And now, some systems can use a person's voice as a passcode. But as Bridget Bowden reports, new research shows that voice-based security systems can be hacked using a simple tool.
Voice recognition software can be programmed to only respond to a certain person's voice. That's why Siri on your phone only answers to you. Now that same technology is being used for security in things like banking. But new research from the University of Wisconsin-Madison shows that talking through a PVC tube can trick these systems. Qasim Fawaz, who led the research, says although talking through a tube may not be a perfect impersonation, the slight changes in sound make a big difference.
So for example, when you talk through a tube, there can be a slight change in the pitch of the signal. And this pitch of the signal, while it's not enough to trick me as a human, it's enough to trick the machine.
Fawaz recommends sticking to things like passwords and multi-factor authentication for banking. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, we've got a story about how lead paint is affecting renters in the state. Stay with us.
Gardening in Wisconsin is a year-round job, and Garden Talk is here for you throughout every season. We help you battle relentless pests and pick your favorite mulch. We also cover how to care for houseplants and successful methods for starting seeds inside. We want to know what keeps your garden growing. Join me, Larry Mueller, for Garden Talk on the Ideas Network, Fridays at 11 and Saturday mornings at 6, or online anytime.
And finally, the city of Milwaukee has organizations, ordinances, and policies all aimed at trying to protect residents from lead poisoning. But as Wisconsin Watch reporter Farah Anderson reports, the city often fails to hold landlords accountable for lead hazards that are poisoning tenants and their families.
Milwaukee resident Denise Honegger is sitting on the porch of a house off Locust Street in North Milwaukee. It's her first house that's been lead-free in 6 years.
There is not one speck of lead in my house now. I'm so happy. I got tears in my eyes. I'm so happy.
She moved into a house in 2017 that had lead, and then another, and another, and another. Her daughter and grandchild were both hospitalized from lead poisoning, and each time they moved, they thought they were safe. But when their landlords refused to address the lead in each property, they left.
We were homeless and in a hotel for a year at a time. I paid out my pocket. Nobody was helping us. We lost everything in each house.
Almost 5% of Milwaukee children under 6 tested in 2021 had blood lead levels above 5 micrograms per deciliter. More than half of the city's residents are renters, and lead poisoning rates are highest in neighborhoods where more people rent. Last year, the city's Common Council created more penalties for landlords who don't comply with government orders to fix lead hazards by removing lead paint or dust. But from July 2022 to June 2023, the city's health department issued just 26 lead-related citations to city landlords. And a Wisconsin Watch review of city records show 9 of those citations were dropped because of out-of-date inspections. Michael Mannon is director of home environmental health for the city. He says many landlords fail to comply with lead abatement orders.
And the problem here is that it's a lack of willingness and engagement on the landlord's part to do their duty, because they're the ones collecting rent. They have to maintain the property.
The Common Council also tried to protect renters from retaliation if they complained about lead. But often, renters are too scared to report or don't know how to complain. And if they move out because of lead, landlords can sue for rent collection. That's what happened to Deanna Branch. Her son Aiden was hospitalized twice for severe lead poisoning from old paint in a Milwaukee rental property. Child Protective Services told her Aiden couldn't be discharged if she couldn't provide a safe home. She left the house and moved in with family that same day.
Instead of depressed and angry, I should have been upset that they were like literally trying to blame me for just trying to provide a house for my son. I didn't think about it like that at the time. I thought about like, oh my God, like I'm going to lose my kids. I'm a terrible mother.
For the city to order lead remediation, a child has to test at 15 micrograms per deciliter. That's 4 times higher than what the CDC calls a concerning lead level. At that point, the city will cover the cost of abatement. Brittany Shanick is a lawyer with Legal Action of Wisconsin. She represents clients in tenant-landlord lawsuits involving lead.
there's nothing to incentivize a landlord from doing that lead abatement up front, you know, out of their own bottom line.
Since 2011, the state of Wisconsin has passed several statutes making it difficult for cities to set up proactive rental inspections, which could catch lead hazards before tenants move in. Some municipalities like Eau Claire and Racine have still created rental inspection programs. Heiner Giese is a lawyer who represents landlords in the Rental Property Association of Wisconsin. Giese says Milwaukee could use similar programs to protect kids from lead.
The city just says it doesn't have the money to do those. That's the real problem, but they can do them.
Deanna Branch is now in a lead-free home. She formed the Coalition on Lead Emergency in 2018 to make sure other parents don't have to experience what she did.
So I just felt like as a mother, I was definitely failing him because I didn't know the answer. And as a parent, you want to know the solution. You want to know how to best help your child.
The Milwaukee Health Department says they'll be ramping up enforcement against landlords this fall. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Farrah Anderson.
For more information about Wisconsin Watch's investigation into lead hazards in Milwaukee rental properties, visit www.wisconsinwatch.org. And that'll do it for this Monday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers today were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. Find us wherever you get your podcasts in that feed every single weekday morning. While you're there, subscribe, leave us a rating and review. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.